Hello, gardeners. I'm Amanda McNulty of Clemson Extension and Making It Grow. Kale and clay is a nuisance in garden soils. Unlike red clay, it's chemically basically inert, low in those electrical charges that hold nutrients and water, and it's even more gluey and sticky, if you can imagine that. However, it has several uses for commercial growers and even home gardeners. When products containing kale and clay are sprayed on plants, they form a barrier, coating the leaves and fruits with a white film, which protects them from damage by certain insects, including thrips and other leaf and fruit-eating pests. This happens because it changes the color of the leaves. That's a strong attractant for insects, and it's unpleasant to them when they try to feed. Many tomato growers spray kaolin on their crops early in the season to protect their plants from thrips, insects which are vectors for the dreaded tomato spotted wilt virus. Funded by South Carolina Farm Bureau and Farm Bureau Insurance.